Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that sexual sin opens up a door which allows things in like violence, lying, and sometimes even murder? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we know the story of David and Bathsheba. I touched on it recently on a podcast. Second Samuel chapter 11. We see the whole story. You know, David does his thing with Bathsheba, and straight away, two things start happening. He starts lying, and eventually, he murders. He murders an innocent man. Now, Uriah the Hittite was married to Bathsheba. A Hittite was not one of God's people. One of the amazing things about David's kingdom was that people came from other nations and they came to serve God and they came to serve David. It was like Israel had become this light to the nations, which was always God's plan, and they welcomed others in. We see this in the life of Rahab the harlot. She's welcomed in to Israel. And, during the time of Esther, the Bible says many of the people of the land became Jews. And we see the heart of God here. God's heart is always to gather and to build and to grow and to bring people in from the outside. So Uriah the Hittite was an outsider who came and served the army of Israel, and he served the God of Israel. And there's a few people in the Bible who are just innocent people. And when I say innocent, there's no record of them doing anything wrong. You know, Jonathan, the son of Saul, is one of them. Joseph, in the book of Genesis, is one of them. Uriah, you'd add to that list. He doesn't do anything wrong. In fact, he's too good. If he'd been an ordinary guy, he may not have died. Because you know the story. David brings him back from the battlefield because David's already slept with his wife and she's already told David, "I'm pregnant." So David, rather than just go, "Oh man, I've messed up here," he brings the husband back, tries to get him to go and sleep with Bathsheba so that when they have the baby, they think it's their baby. But Uriah is such a good guy. He's like, "No, Lord, you know, my Lord, you know, my brothers are out there in the battlefield. They're sleeping in the fields at night. They're always at risk. You know, they're in danger. I'm not going back to sleep with my wife. They're not sleeping with their wives." He was a loyal soldier. He was such a good man. And David tried a couple of times. The first time he just said, "Go to your house," and he goes and sleeps on the doorstep. Next time David gets him drunk, tries to send him home. He refuses. So David sends him back to the battlefield with a note that says to Joab, the commander of the army, "Send this guy to the front line where it's really dangerous. He needs to die." And Uriah is killed. And I believe that sexual sin, David's sexual sin, opened up a door into his life that allowed murder and violence and lying into his heart. You know, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, you know, give no place to the devil. Jesus, before he died, he said to his disciples, "You know what? The prince of this world is coming, but he's got nothing in me." In other words, sin opens up a door to the devil. And we can see people acting in a demonized way because they've opened up a door through sexual immorality. We talked about this in a much earlier podcast during the days of Noah. The Bible says immorality was on another level. The women of the day were sleeping with the sons of God. These were angelic beings. And the Bible says these women had these giants, these men that were huge men because they were half man and half spiritual being. It was a weird time, but immorality had just gotten so bad. But the Bible also says in that time that that violence filled the earth. And I believe there's a parallel here. There's a correlation between violence. And maybe I want to suggest today in Australia, and I think in different Western nations around the world, there's an increase in what we call domestic violence. And there's also an increase in relationships that are not done God's way. Couples living together, couples sleeping together, couples not being joined together in marriage, couples being unfaithful to one another. And I believe that just the amount of immorality, or maybe one or both parties in a relationship being addicted to pornography, which is a form of sexual sin as well. Although people are not doing anything physically when they're watching porn, they're engaging in an immoral act. And I believe this opens up a door as well. And in David's life, a guy who was so honest, a man after God's own heart, the sin allowed dishonesty and lies in, and it allowed violence in. So what's the answer here? If you've committed a sexual sin, you need to repent, you need to renounce it, and you need to confess it to someone else, I believe. Get prayer, get help, get support. Shut that door that you've opened up to the devil. So there's no violence, no lying, no dishonesty in your heart. So you can be cleansed, you can be healed, and you can be restored. This is God's plan for your life. And sadly, David didn't go down that path. He took some really bad steps, made some really bad choices, and there were massive repercussions afterwards.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.